Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room. I'm Bob Papa with two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. The Giants pick up their 11th win of the season, and they eliminate Washington from the postseason. Carl, the Giants have a 13-10 lead. There's under 2 minutes to go in the game. They have two timeouts. They need a field goal to tie, and they've got the ball at the Giant 43-yard line when the Giants defense comes up with a huge play.
Well, and the thinking here, Bob, is do you blitz or do you cover? Because once a team gets across the 50-yard line, your coverage has to get a lot tighter, or you've got to create pressure. The Giants did both. What they end up doing is rushing four instead of three, but they played man coverage. And what you'll see is they got four guys in the rush. They got Devon Kennard is now a down lineman. They moved Olivier Vernon to the inside, Kerry Wynn on the out, and Jay Bromley on the inside as well. Now, I'll run this, and you'll see Kennard on the edges. You see both guys on the edge are doing good. Cousins steps up, but look, there's Bromley as he gets pressure from Kennard. So he has to pull the ball down, double pump it, but he can't run it because Bromley rebalanced the defensive front. Now, let's go back out. Let's look at what they're doing on the back end as we can see it. Looks like they're playing man coverage here. So now the quarterback's got to look downfield, and he's under duress. We'll play it out. Pulls the ball down, and there's DRC. And we'll get more into the coverage aspect of this because it was man coverage, but they had a little wrinkle in there as well.
All right, Carl, you mentioned the coverage. Now we're going to take a look at the coverage that the Giants were in. Keenan Robinson doesn't blitz. He takes the back. What are the Giants in here?
Well, they appear to be in a cover two shell, press cover two. But the key here, Bob, is the disguise. You talked about Keenan Robinson threatening to blitz here. Well, teams expect defenses to do this. End of game situation, offense moving the ball. So the threat of him even blitzing will hold it back out of a pattern. But as we play this, they're in man coverage across the board, right? Wrong. They're in man under two deep. The safeties have never committed to a coverage. So they still have two safeties deep. But what they did is they tightened up the coverage. And then let's take a look at the athleticism of Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. He's on the outside. He has inside technique the whole way. Now you slow it down. He lets his man get in front of him a bit. He's playing inside, inside.
And he doesn't allow himself to get picked off.
He doesn't allow himself to get picked off. But take a look here now. He's back at the quarterback. He's located his receiver. Ball's in the air. He makes a great break on the ball. But the ball skills and the coverage skills here, he's playing inside technique. Doesn't get picked, finds his receiver, finds the quarterback, plays it perfectly.
And Dominic Rogers-Cromartie with a second interception of the game. He finishes the season with six, and the Giants are now on to Green Bay. For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Inside the Film Room.